Chapter 1. What do you think? I asked Lexi, my part-time teenage shopkeep, as I stepped away from the seamstress form, where I'd worked all morning. I kept one eye on my black cat, Clyde, as I waited for her answer. Clyde was a shameless thief, and currently lurking beneath the hem of a nearby ball gown, waiting for me to forget and set something aside for him to steal. Maybe my tomato-shaped pincushion or a nice bit of elastic. Clyde wasn't particular, but he was consistent. The blue sequined ball gown sparkled under harsh fluorescent lighting inside my second chance shop, bless her heart. And I beamed proudly at the sight. Any member of the Founders Day Court would look amazing in my dress, waving to crowds from her perch upon a parade float. The crowd was carefully selected each year from the abundance of community women making significant contributions to society. It was the grown-up equivalent to prom queen, except the leading woman would be crowned Lady Luck. I took a moment to let the fantasy of an entire court wearing my redesigned gowns settle in. As the child of two rural Georgia flower farmers, I'd been rich in love, but poor in finances, so I'd learned to sew. I'd had to get innovative with my limited resources, which, aside from flowers, included an eye for fashion and natural creative flair. I'd applied both liberally and learned to turn other people's cast-offs into my new treasures. Upcycling everything from old clothes to furniture and housewares was a passion of mine. Today, it meant running my own business. I'd returned to my hometown of Bliss, Georgia, last fall after my husband of 19 years filed for divorce. An incredibly long and frustrating process I was still waist-deep in. I leased an old office space on the town square shortly after Christmas and opened my doors in the spring. The space had needed extensive TLC, but the price was right, and making ugly things pretty was what I did best— so things worked out just fine. Bless Her Heart was now home to a full complement of renovated and repurposed items, from gowns to furniture, vases, and decor, all things I'd given new life. The shop was arranged in sections, with a hodgepodge of mismatched but coordinating chairs and tables on plush and ornate rugs. Whitewashed bookshelves showcased pastel-covered tomes and blown glass decor. Racks of dresses lined the walls, and displays of shoes, hats, and jewelry waited patiently to make their new owners feel like queens. Lexi gave my work a long, appreciative look. Her wide brown eyes narrowed behind chic vintage glasses. She stroked the length of her sleek brown hair, gathering it into a fist as she moved around the counter for a closer look. "Bonnie, this is incredible," she said. "It barely looks like the same dress. You like it?"
"I love it."
She circled the dress form with an approving smile. "So chic, very glam." At 38, I was old enough to be Lexi's mother, and her opinion mattered for a number of reasons. First and foremost, I trusted her judgment and needed her to keep me on point with my design choices. Accidentally turning slightly out of fashion gowns into mediocre, middle-aged lady garb would put us both out of work. I needed the renovated dresses to pop. And despite a 20-year age difference, Lexi and I had become friends, so her approval and input mattered. Lexi had wandered into Bless Her Heart last spring in search of an affordable prom dress, and we'd quickly made a deal. One gown of her choice in exchange for a little help at the shop on weekends. I'd offered her a part-time position on her first day. She was friendly, hardworking, and responsible. Not to mention, everyone knew and loved her, myself included. It was a no-brainer decision to keep her on staff.